Okay, tell everyone we are up to sitting top Reish Chav Beis. We're at the bottom of page 164. Moving out to page 165. Seder Tfilas Mincha. We finished last time we talked about Seder Musaf, the Avoda, v'chulei v'chulei. Now we get to Seder Mincha. Says the Mechaber, L'mincha omir Ashrei uval etzion et mincha. Says the Mechaber, you say Ashrei and uval etzion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, say kod nal, k'ni lahafsik min Tfilas Musaf, Tfilas Mincha. You want to have something to hafsik. You see over here that they daven for a long time, they miss Musaf. Would generally sometimes go directly into Mincha, and therefore they want to have a hefsek between Musaf and Mincha, and therefore they would say Ashrei uval etzion et mincha. They ain't omri mani tfilasi, afilim chalios b'Shabbos. Even if Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos, you won't, when you take out the Torah, you do not say vani tfilasi. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah, when we took out the Torah the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we did say vani tfilasi. What's the chiluk? Why in Yom Kippur you won't say it? And over here you will. So the whole point of Mishnah Berurah explains vani tfilasi, talks about how the fact is that after you have a big seuda, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have a big seuda, and now you go ahead and take out the Torah, that you still go to Davin, and you take out the Torah, that's showing the difference between us and the Goyim. And therefore, that's why we say vani tfilasi. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, it's not shayach. Yom Kippur, we didn't have a feast on Yom Kippur, and therefore, there is no vani tfilasi. That's what's brought down over here in... where did it go? I don't know, it's somewhere over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Sipkot and Beis. Lefisha b'Shabbos omin l'shvach l'Yisrael sha'af sha'achlu v'shosu mispa'alim lo kilmus ha'olah. V'yom kiporim. It's circles that there's no reason to do it. Go ahead and do that. Okay, so that's the couple dinim brought down over in the Mechaber. Now the Ramah is going to disagree with the Mechaber, say our minig is not like the Mechaber to say Ashrei uval etzion et mincha. V'ein anu nuhagin lomar Ashrei uval etzion kodem mincha, rak kodem nila. We don't say Ashrei uval etzion et mincha. You notice we start directly. We go directly to taking out the Torah. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, oh, we need to be masik between Musaf and Mincha. He says, Kriyas Torah is going to be enough. Kriyas Torah is enough of a hafsik between Musaf and Mincha. We'll leave Ashrei uval etzion for Neila. V'chein katu katsas revos. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkot now rakotim Neila k'nei lahasik bein Mincha l'Neila. We want to make a hafsik between Mincha and Neila. Generally, we go for straight from Mincha and Neila. Therefore, we want to have the hafsik over there. Okay? And then adds the Ramah over here, another. Ve'ein omrim, ein kelokeinu b'yom ha-kippurim. We do not say, ein kelokeinu b'yom ha-kippurim. Ein kelokeinu, says the Mishnah Berurah, is the Fisha B'Shabbos, omrim kan k'dei l'malos ha-chaser mi'a brachos b'chol yom. Since ein kelokeinu has many shvachos, it's like a bracha, and therefore that's how you can be mashlim if you're missing brachas, of mi'a brachos on Shabbos. We say, ein kelokeinu b'yom ha-kippurim, ika harbe shvachim. Ve'ein tzarech l'malos b'zeh, Yom Kippur, you have plenty of shvachim, you don't have to say, ein kelokeinu. Gam Pita Bakhtar Zayn Tzarech Lomar, Shu Kalul Ba'avoda. Okay, it's going to be mentioned in the Avoda. L'nir Yotetov L'omer of Yechidus. It's better to say it in Yechidus. If you can say it before davening, all the better. Fine. Beis. Now we get the Kriyas Torah of Mincha. Umotzi and Sefer Torah. Okay, we take out the Sefer Torah. V'koring Gimel B'Parshas Arayas Ad Sova Parsha. We read three Aliyahs in the Parsha of Arayas. Why are we reading about Parshas Arayas on Yom Kippurim? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sifkat and Zayin. Mishum shenafsho shel adam mechmadoson v'imyesh echa shenid no yaser v'tshuva. It's one of the verses that a person's yitzhar really gets to them. Okay, and therefore we're hoping that also if there's someone in the kihila who was nishol in this avera, hopefully by reading the arayis on Yom Kippur, that's going to get him to go ahead and do tshuva. That's going to get him to do tshuva. So that's why we read the arayis. Now adds the mishnah that goes back to the mechaber and he says over here vashlishi master biyona. Okay, the third Aliyah is also the Maftar like on Tanit Sibor, and we do a different Haftor, not the Haftor, regular Tanit Sibor. We read Maftar Yona. If it's on Shabbos, you also mention Shabbos in the Haftor also. Okay? We don't say Al Torah, you don't add in that bracha. Fine. Now, this is the main nikud over here that we do mafter Yona. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, back in that same Mishnah Berurah they were just reading moments ago. Sifkat and Zayin. Umafter b'Yona. Why do we read mafter Yona? Number one, the most poshut part, yeah, ishim indaber al tshuva, because it speaks about tshuva. Okay, that's number one. That way we all get to ourselves. Okay, Ninveh doing tshuva, Yona Navi. But more than that, it says v'od she'ein yecholim livrach min hakadosh baruch. That you cannot run away from Hashem.
look inside a massive sharetzin over here, Ozvav, with tremendous musr. Says the middle sharetzin, Ozvav, v'kavanasam, ki ha'adam choshev kamim mimi li'ayishet atzmo. Many times a person gets so deep in his averus that he's totally misyayish. It could be one averus, it could be many averus, and he's misyayish. Shein yochol attacking b'shemov, but there's no way he's going to be able to correct this problem. He gives up. He's misyayish. He says, I'll nishra on this vera. I'll nishra on the other veras I won't do. Other mitzvahs say, well, I'll be nishra on this vera. Vim yugzer, I love a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Muzi, Kaddish Baruch Hu goes around to me to die. There's nothing I can do about it. I'll die. Aval tos hu. This is a major mistake. Shesov davar ayye. Komasha Kaddish Baruch Hu wrote some in Asher shi'itakein mukhur l'chulatakein. Anything that a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants you to attacking, in the end of the day, you have to realize, you're gonna be attacking it, whether you like it or not. And if you don't do it in this time around, you'll come back as another Gilgal, and another Gilgal will come back to the world again, until your neshama is attacking this Aveira. Dinkain, lama lo kol alma lamuz, why do you have to put yourself through so much trouble to die, v'liz bo chibo de kever, and have chibo de kever, all the pains of being buried and everything like that. Ushar tsaros, v'lachzer opam, then it's just to come back to the world again. V'raya no raya to this yisod, that you're going to have to mitake in the other day, what you have to mitake, whether you like it or not. We learn this from none other than Yonah Navi. Shakadosh Baruch Hu ratzo mitoshiyachin in the minabe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to go, be a Navi, and go to Nineveh, and tell them to do tshuva. And Yonah the Navi decided that, no, this is not going to be good, and he runs away to the Yam. Because why? Makom shel Yisrael, the Shechina, the Navi Yadua. Because no, you don't become a Navi, you can't get Nevius at the Yam. So therefore he wanted this Nevius to stop, and therefore he's Bereach to the Yam, Kiilo Bereach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know the whole story that he ended up drowning in the yam. Venivla the dog, and the dog comes and swallows him up. And he's in the dog for a certain amount of days. If you freeze the picture right now of the story of Yoni Anavi, you would think he's the farthest thing away from actually feeling Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now. Okay? He's drowned. He is inside of a stomach of a fish. Yes, we know the end of the story, so we'd think differently. But at this point, in Yonah's mind, he has no way in the world ever going to fill Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here right now. But nevertheless, what happens? We know at the end of the story, still Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this guy. And he goes and is a Navi to Nineveh. Same thing with all of us. If you have something that you're attacking, you will be attacking that at the end of the day, says the Sharetzin over here. You have a choice. You can either pick yourself up and try attacking in this world, even though it's difficult, even though you think you can't do it, but you'll go ahead and do it, and therefore you'll be mitzliach, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Or you can throw up your hand and say, it's too much for me. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make you do it in somehow, whether it's in this world or you're going to come back as another Gilgal or another Gilgal and all the other things that he talks about over here. That's the end of the day what's going to happen. And therefore, that's why we read Mafti Yonah. Another reason why we read Mafti Yonah, to remind ourselves that in the end of the day, Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be filled in this world. We can either be proactive and mekayim in it ourselves, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to force away stuff just like he did by Yonah HaNavi and do it in some weird way and end up having to do it. Well, Yonah Navi would have gotten a lot more schar if he listened to the Kaddish Baruch Hu in the first place than going through this whole thing of making a Kaddish Baruch Hu make him drown in the sea with the sailors and the whole story and the dog, b'chulei, b'chulei. Fine. Moving on. Siv Gimel. Imchal b'Shabbos orim Tzitzkos Chav yomrim Avinu Malkeinu. If it falls out of Shabbos, you say Tzitzkos Chav and you say Avinu Malkeinu. However, the Ramah says, you didn't say that. Ain't orim Tzitzkos Chav below Avinu Malkeinu. By Ashkenazim, we don't say Tzitzchoscha, and we don't say Avinu Malkeinu Amincha. Iron Minig is the only time you say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. Number one, we learned earlier on. You'll say it on Erev Shabbos and Mincha, which we normally don't do. But then, if it falls on Shabbos, you will do it then. And number two is, and the Elo will say you're going to say Avinu Malkeinu, even according to us Ashkenazim. Siv Dal. Einosin Kapayim B'Mincha B'Yom HaKippurim. We do not have the Siyas Kapayim B'Mincha, sorry, Rav Korna, and Yom HaKippurim. No, it's the Siyas Kapayim. The Kohen Sha'aber V'Alu Duchen. But if you decide that you're going to go and Duchen anyways, okay, Hariza Nose Kapa Ve'Morino, so we let her do the Nesias Kapayim, and we do not can take him down at Mincha. So that's what we have. We do not do the Nesias Kapayim Mincha. We will discuss at length the Nesias Kapayim at Ni'ilah. That gets into a confusing sugya, Bezrat Hashem. Ad Kan for today.